This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli commandos disguised as medical workers with Muslim women burst into the Messina Hospital in the occupied West Bank Tuesday and killed three Palestinian militants. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Reuters reports that according to witnesses and authorities, one of the three who were killed was lying paralyzed in his hospital bed at the time. This is Naji Nizal, the medical director of the Ibn Sina Hospital. They killed three youths in their room while they were sleeping on their beds in the room. They killed them in cold blood with direct gunshots to the head. The Israeli military said that the three militants were killed in a joint undercover operation by the Army, Shin Bet, Security Service, Border Police, and the Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin, one of the most volatile cities in the West Bank. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Major donors to the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency have suspended funding to the organization following allegations that around a dozen of its employees were involved in the October 7th U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas attacks in Israel. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
A six-page Israeli dossier shared with the United States and reviewed by Reuters says 10 staff members directly participated in the raid into Israeli territory, and two others were summoned to assist the raid. The dossier says Israel also has wider evidence that UNRWA has employed 190 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. UNRWA says it acted swiftly to fire staff after being alerted of Israeli evidence that they participated in the October 7th attacks. It believes the funding cuts could jeopardize its entire mission and dramatically worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian emergency in Gaza.
Reuters' Rachel Faber, and this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American service members in Jordan, noting that he does not want to expand war in the Middle East, but the specifics of how the U.S. will proceed, officials say they are still determining which of several Iranian-backed groups was responsible for the killings, the first since a wave of attacks on U.S. forces in the region since October 7th. Despite a court ruling blocking the deployment of Kenya's President William Ruto, said Tuesday a mission to help tackle gang violence in Haiti will go ahead. Correspondent David Doyle with Reuters.
The international force is aimed at tackling rampant gang violence in the Caribbean nation that killed nearly 5,000 people last year. But the mission was thrown into doubt after the Kenyan court ruled it would be unconstitutional to deploy officers abroad unless there was a reciprocal arrangement in place with the host government. Ruto said that can be simply achieved.
So we already have a bilateral relations with Haiti. All that needs to be done now is for Haiti to make a request to Kenya, and the mission will go ahead.
Haiti first sought help in 2022 as gang violence surged. However, it was unable to find anyone willing to take charge. Many foreign governments have been wary of supporting the impoverished nation's unelected administration.
Pressure is mounting on Hungary to approve Sweden's accession to the last NATO member state yet to ratify Stockholm's application. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Sweden and Finland applied simultaneously to join NATO in May of 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Finland officially joined in April of last year, becoming the 31st member of the Western Military Alliance. Sweden, however, is still waiting. Turkish lawmakers finally gave their approval for Sweden's bid on January 23rd after Ankara resolved a long-running dispute with Stockholm over purported Swedish support for Kurdish separatists. That left Hungary as the only NATO member state yet to ratify Sweden's accession, despite a pledge by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban that his country would not be the last member to approve the bid. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. House Republicans working to the night toward a key vote on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over willful and systematic refusal to enforce immigration laws. But Mayorkas argues the Republicans should instead be working with the Biden administration on U.S.-Mexico border security. The Homeland Security Committee is expected to vote late on two articles of impeachment, sending the issue to the full House for a vote. Democrats deride the proceedings as a sham ordered up by Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump for the 2024 election. Mayorkas had been working with the Senate on border security legislation and is urging the House to focus on updating the nation's broken and outdated immigration laws. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.